بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وبالقرآن العظيم دستورا وإماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And a very warm welcome to the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International in this beautiful month of Dhul-Hijjah 1441. Indeed, auspicious nights, great days, an opportunity for each and every one of us once again, as we had an opportunity in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, we had the last 10 days of Ramadan and the odd nights in Ramadan. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in this first part of Dhul-Hijjah with the first 10 nights, auspicious days. And on the 9th is the day of Arafah as well. Indeed, another spiritual season and a reason for each and every one of us to focus on the Qur'an-i Kareem as well, as this particular program is always focused on the Qur'an-i Kareem. Alhamdulillah, once again, we take this opportunity to thank the Amir of the Imam Shatibi Institute, and that is Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah, for assisting me in coordinating the Qurra, especially from the Western Cape. Starting off with the program, or before we start off, we say shukran, jazakallah khairan to Hafiz Shuaib Haji for his assistance as the sound engineer at the studios in Lanesia, and I'm right here in Durban. And once again, our esteemed guest is in Cape Town. The guest that's joining us, alhamdulillah, completed his Hifzul Quran or the Hafiz School at Jam'iyatul Qurra in Cape Town, and he's also studied under the very well-known, well-renowned scholar, and that is Sheikh Abdullah Awaldeen, and he studied at the Darul Na'im Institute, Quranic Sciences Studies at MJC's Department of Quranic Affairs. He's also studied the Maqamat, under Sheikh Abdul Aziz Brown from Cape Town and Sheikh Harun Moores as well. And speaking about these two senior Qurra, most likely, inshallah, we're going to try in the weeks to come to perhaps to have them on the program as well. The Sheikh has participated in various programs, various Qur'anic competitions, and alhamdulillah, he's excelled in practically every competition that he had participated in. And he's also studied in Egypt, and that was his Qur'an revision and Islamic studies in 2011. Well, the recitation itself will be an introduction to the Qari, and that is Qari Ahsan Siddiq joining us on the program. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we say jazakallah khairan for joining us on the program. We're looking forward to listening to your recitation this afternoon. Sheikh, once you begin from that particular time, you will have approximately 8 to 10 minutes for your qira'ah.
Inshallah,
Sheikh, we just hope that from our sound engineer, the sound is all fine, that if it's on the speakerphone, perhaps it may just cause an echo or some disturbance. So I think if you're on the handset directly, inshallah, it will be much more clear, much more clarity for the global ummah to listen to your qira'ah.
Okay, you
have it on the speakerphone.
No,
Okay, I think it would be better if you go more direct. I can't actually even hear you very clearly right now. If it must be direct onto the handset.
Okay,
sure.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, absolutely clearly. You may go ahead, Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّهُ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَأْسِهِ ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك فإذا إلى الحج فما استيسر من الحج فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم تلك عشرة كاملة ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب الحج أشهر
فإذا أفضتم من
عن الحرام واذكروا كما لذاكم وإن فصلِّ لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, for that beautiful rendition. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the best of health and well-being, that you may continue reciting and continue teaching the recitation of the glorious Qur'an-i Kareem, as well as memorization, and especially in the field of Qira'ah as well. Shukran. Do remember us in your esteemed du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen. That was Qari Ihsan Siddiq from Cape Town joining us on the program. Well, right now that brings us already to 14:26. Well, the next segment is the Ulumul Quran, and that is by Durban's very own Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib Hafizahullah. Indeed, it is every day, though in the month of Ramadan, we focus very much on the Qur'an-i Kareem, especially on the recitation of the Qur'an-i Kareem. But do remember that every single day, besides recitation, memorization, there must be understanding of the Qur'an-i Kareem as well. Let's listen to this discourse by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen, Was Salatu Was Salamu Ala Nabiyyina Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wa Ala Alihi Wa Ashabihi Ajma'een. We touched on the history of the Ulumul Quran, but one of the most important things we should make note of, that the first signs that the Sahaba concentrated on was the tafsir. Though early scholars did not write much on Ulumul Quran in general, but rather wrote separate tracts on each science of the Quran. This was due to the fact that during the early stages of Islamic history, the oral transmission of knowledge occupied a more important status than the written transmission. In addition, the general level of knowledge was high and did not warrant the extensive writing down of knowledge. But there was, with the oral knowledge, the written knowledge was also extensive, not only in the field of Quran, but also one must understand that in the ilm of hadith as well, though several of our companions were transmitting hadith to several of their students, but at the same time, the ilm of hadith was also written down from the very early stages of our Islamic history. As we know that the well-known companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an, who passed away in the year 63 Hijri, had prepared a manuscript with narrations he directly heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this famous collection was known as Sahifah Sadiqah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr bin As had embraced Islam in the year 7th Hijri, and that is a year before his father did, Hazrat Amr bin As. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should show a preference to Abdullah bin Amr due to his knowledge. He was one of the first companions to write down the hadith after receiving the permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who used to say that Abdullah bin Amr was more knowledgeable than myself. His work, the Sahifah al-Sadiqah, which contained over 1,000 ahadith, remained in his family and was used by his grandson Amr bin Shu'aib radiallahu ta'ala Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the great Imam, incorporated the whole of the work of Abdullah bin Amr in his voluminous Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, thereby covering up for the missing of the Sahifa Sadiqa, which was written in the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the most important thing is that though we say to ourselves that the ahadith might have played an important role during the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we must also understand that ulum al-Qur'an and the knowledge of the Qur'an had a very great position in the minds and hearts of the Sahaba. We must also remember that initially, as I said, the first and most important of the topics to be written on ilm al-Qur'an was tafsir. Each of the scholars wrote tafsir of the Qur'an that had composed the statements from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. If you look at Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu rahimahullah, we look at Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Waqi ibn Jarrah, Shu'ayb ibn Hajjaj, all of these they had written on the tafsir of the Qur'an from the early stages. If you look at after them, following these scholars, Muhammad ibn Jarir al-Tabari wrote the monumental Jami' al-Bayan on the tafsir of the Qur'an, and later scholars who benefited from it also. From other tafsirs that were written was by Abu Bakr ibn Mundir in the year 318 Hijri, Ibn Abi Hatim, several of these scholars, Al-Hakim as well, had written the tafsir first of the Qur'an. After the books of tafsir, we find that books on different aspects of ulum al-Qur'an were then compiled. The sciences of the Qur'an, we find that the teacher of Imam Bukhari wrote a book on Asbab al-Nuzul. Abu Ubaid al-Qasim ibn Salam wrote two books, one on the science of the Qira'at, which was one of the first of its kind, and one on the abrogation of the Qur'an, Nasikh wa Mansukh. Ibn Qutayba wrote a book on the rare words in the Qur'an, Mushkil al-Qur'an. So different aspects of ulum al-Qur'an were touched upon by different scholars. If you look at Abu Ishaq al-Zajjaj, he wrote a grammatical analysis of the Qur'an, I'rab al-Qur'an. Ibn Dastawi, who passed away in the year 330, composed a tract on the miraculous nature of the Qur'an, I'jaz al-Qur'an. If you look at Abu Bakr al-Sijistani, wrote another book on the real words of the Qur'an, Gharib al-Qur'an. So different scholars had written different aspects of the ulum of the Qur'an, the sciences of the Qur'an. If we look at a great scholar, Imam al-Nasai, who passed away in the year 303, the author of the Sunan, wrote a book on the merits of the Qur'an, Fadail al-Qur'an. If we look at Abu Hassan al-Wahidi, in the year 400, wrote his famous book, Asbab al-Nuzul. So it must be mentioned here that in addition to these books, many of the books of Ahadith, such as the Sahih, Al-Bukhari, Muslim, including sections on various topics of Ulum al-Quran also. For example, most of the books of the Sunan have chapters on the tafsir of the Quran, the benefits of the reciting the Quran, the history of this compilation, etc. So we will discuss thereafter specific books that were written incorporating all the sciences that were related to the Quran, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's program that already brings us now to 14:38 and less than 22 minutes remaining until the end of the program. Next Saturday is the day of Eid al-Adha in South Africa. So remember, next Saturday I'm not going to be with you. We're just with you today, and then inshallah the Saturday after Eid al-Adha we will continue with the program. Well, joining us once again is going to be Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town. We've made a request to Sheikh to perhaps recite to us ayats that will make us reflect upon the days of Hajj, upon Hajj. And I'm sure that many that are listening to this afternoon's program, and especially those that had been accredited for Hajj this year, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, cannot go for Hajj. But remember, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our intentions. Your intention was to go for Hajj. Your intention was to present ourselves at the Rawda Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our intention was to be in Makkatul Mukarrama, in Madinatul Munawwara. Intention was to be in Safa Marwa, into Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward each and every one of you. And those that have not been for Hajj and Umrah, may Allah ta'ala take us in future for Hajj and Umrah. Right now, for the reflections, we will request Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah to recite in Qira'ah, and thereafter Sheikh will take us through our lessons for today. Sheikh, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, we say Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us. And Sheikh, I'm going to say this one more time that, you know, I'm really, really, truly amazed, Sheikh, at your commitment and your dedication, you know, especially, you know, for Qur'an-i Kareem, as we have been interacting for the month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, we've had interaction from the first night of Dhul-Hijjah as well. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you, and may you continue serving the Ummah with the Qur'anic recitation, memorization, and teaching of Qira'ah, and so on.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi, Ameen.
Ameen, Sheikh, may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Al-Hajj أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا
Jazakallah khairan for that, Sheikh. While Sheikh is online and you need to create this atmosphere as well, we request Sheikh to perhaps recite the takbir for us as well as the tarbiyah if it's possible. And hopefully, inshallah, we will try and see in Johannesburg, they may be able to extract this and perhaps air it on the days of Hajj as well, the labbaik as well as the takbir as well, if that is possible, just for a few minutes, Sheikh, just to create that atmosphere for us.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
ولله الحمد. MashaAllah, JazakAllah khairan for that, Sheikh. We will make a request to Sheikh, inshallah, for a recording, and one Sheikh will send us the recording, because currently it's all, you know, telephonic, so I'm sure with the recordings that Sheikh normally sends to us, it will be absolutely crystal clear, and we'll be able to use it, inshallah, on the days of Hajj and the days of Eid as well. Sheikh, that brings us already to 1447. Sheikh, of our lessons for today, please do tell us about our lessons for today.
نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين وبعد. الحمد لله, we continue with our three pillars as it is known, and we focus today on Suratul Ikhlas. We have reminded ourselves and we remind ourselves again of the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that used to read these surahs every single night prior to sleep, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stretch it into his hands and then rub the body. And Qul huwa Allahu Ahad or Surah Al-Ikhlas is one of them, and we focus on extracting or dissecting or analyzing the tajweed rulings within the surah, inshaAllah. We start off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Firstly, the calf holding a dhamma is full, and below the calf is one of the letters of, which is above, through the letters of al-isti'ala, the four elevated letters. So we say full. And remember, be careful not to move the tongue to the mafad of the kaf, full, then you change the entirety of the meaning, and this is known as the lahnul jali, an open and clear, an ill, and also changes the meaning. So we remember to read full. The part, the extreme, that portion of the tongue touching the soft palate above, where the curve is the back portion of the tongue touching the heart, and from full say, we can also eat the full, meaning eat. So we say full. Huwa Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, He Allah, Huwa Allah. This word Allah, yet preceded that a fatha will be read, Huwa Allah, and the mad will be read, Kubal count. Qul Huwa Allah Ahad. We find the Hamza is empty, the Ha as well is an empty letter, originating from the center of the throat, and the Dal, while we are placing a sukun on it, it holds the quality of Qalqala. There should be that Qirar or a dirty echoing sound. Ahad. Qul Huwa Allah Ahad. Allahu Samad. Before we start with the word Allah, we focus on the word Ahad. If you look into your Mushaf with the Quran, you'll find a Tanween, a Dhamma. Ummatan, the Tanween, the Ahadun. And how do we continue on this? We do not say Ahadullah or Ahadulillah. This Tanween now becomes active in the case of going through. So we say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُونِ اللَّهِ أُنِ اللَّهِ. In certain Qur'ans, you find a small noon holding a kasra. اللَّهُ صَمَدَ. We see the mouth empty on the word Allah. However, the hamza is empty, but the lam is full. The istaghlir. اللَّهُ صَمَدَ. We go straight into the sword holding shadda, the lam of Al will fall away. Allahu Samad. Allahu Samad. Al-Qala once again at the end. Lam yalid. Lam yalid. Wa lam yulad. Lam. Firstly, the name holding in sukun. Sometimes we overemphasize. Lam yalid. This is incorrect. Lam yalid. Wa lam yulad. The mad in you, only two vowel counts. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. We find in this verse, there are two dals holding qalqala. Imam al-Jazari rahmatullahi alayhi states, وَبَيِّنِ الْمُقَلْقَلًا إِنْ سَكَنَا وَإِيَّكُمْ فِي الْوَقْتِ كَانَ أَدْيَنَا. We clear this qalqala if it holds the sukun, but if it is at the end, it becomes clearer. So we read, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ. This noon here, starting, will now be penetrated into the lamb of لَهُ. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ. The noon falls away, the sound of lamb is there with shadda. However, do not emphasize وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ as we sometimes hear. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ. One. Many times we hear one. Remember the fa also holds a dhamma. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. The tanween on kufuwan becomes clear because it is followed by a hamza. So we read, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. The word ahad is the exact same rules as in the first verse. InshaAllah, we will read it together. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. شيخ, we say جزاك الله خيرا once again for joining us this afternoon on Radio Islam International. And next week, Saturday, it's the day of Eid al-Adha. So, inshallah, we'll continue the Saturday after that. Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum
as-salam
wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Well, that brings us to the end of this afternoon's program, and we say Jazakallah khairan to our sound engineer, that is Hafiz Shuaib Haji, for his assistance. To you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, for tuning into this afternoon's program, as well as to Qari Ihsan Siddiq joining us, Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Saib, as well as Qari Munir Sattaruddin. Inshallah, we will be with you in 2 weeks' time, next Saturday, Eid al-Adha in South Africa. And we request your du'as every day. We in this great days and auspicious nights of the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, day of Arafah, is not very far away, and indeed an opportunity that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. Remember, as I mentioned in the introduction, in Ramadan we had the last 10 days of Ramadan, or the odd nights from the last 10 days of Ramadan. In Dhul-Hijjah we've been blessed with these nights of Dhul-Hijjah as well, day of Arafah. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and also protect us from all ailments, illnesses and viruses. Until next time, we say fi amanillah as-salama. And as we playing out, you'll be listening to the takbir. We say Jazakallah khairan to Hafiz Shuaib, alhamdulillah, very, very quickly for extracting that and ending the program. And I'm sure on the days of Hajj and the days of Eid, you'll be listening to the takbir on a daily basis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله